Bezrat Hashem, tonight we're going to be counting the 10th day. And we're going to be counting the Sfira Utiferet Shebegvura. Yesterday and still today we were focusing on Gvura Shebegvura. This whole week is about Gvura, about Din and severity and judgment and power. Tonight we're going to be counting Tiferet Shebegvura. Now Tiferet, you can translate it as beauty. But Tiferet is also come from the word in Hebrew, lefa'er. Lefa'er is to glorify. Tiferet is also come from another root in Hebrew called leshabeach. Leshabeach is to praise. And another root in Hebrew that it comes from the word leha'arich. And that's to appreciate. These are different ways when how Tiferet can be translated and explained. Now, the nature of human being is to appreciate a real hero. When you walk in the streets and you see a real hero, not some fake guy that wears underpants and goes on Hollywood. Talking about a real hero. By default, the nature of human being is to appreciate. I don't know about you, but when I go in the street and I see the combat soldiers here in Israel walking dirty with their machine guns, and I have respect for them. I have appreciation. They go and defend us. They're now on the mountains now, ambushes. And I have respect for them. I was like that 25 years ago. So I know what it is to be a soldier. So I have appreciation for them. But not only that, you know, when you see a person that is a hero, the nature of our human nature is to appreciate such a person. Now, each and every one of us usually has a hero, at least one. Whether you're a child or you're an adult, this is another natural thing for human beings is to have some type of a hero you look up to. If you're small, then you like Superman. If you're older, then you like somebody else. In our world of Torah, then your hero can be a great sage or a certain individual from our history that you look up to. Now, the Sfira of Tiferet Shebegvura is I have to acquire. We spoke about it yesterday. I have to acquire and apply the Midah of bravery. As we talked about it yesterday. But since Tiferet is beauty, you can look at Tiferet in two ways. The noun of Tiferet will be Pe'er. Pe'er is a luxury. And beauty, and yofi is beauty. This is the noun of Tiferet. But the action, or the verb of Tiferet, would be lefa'er, to glorify, or to praise, to leshabeach. When I want to connect the both, Tiferet Shebegvura, is I have to appreciate the beauty of the Gvura. Gvura is a beautiful thing. To be brave and to be strict and to know when you put your foot down, you must appreciate that. Not a lot of people know how to apply Gvura. I'm not talking about going wild and screaming. This is not Gvura. Gvura is that we spoke about it yesterday, that you overpower your midot, you overpower your inclinations, you overpower your desires. Ezo gibor koveshet itzro, who's a gibor, a hero, the one that can conquer his yetzel. Put now in front of an average individual, excuse my example, but take any average man now and put a beautiful woman in front of him, then he loses his direction. And a person that can control himself and doesn't affect him, is a gibor. It doesn't mean that something wrong with him, but to control your urge, I'm giving that example so you can relate with. So, you know, for us is to look at a beautiful lady into control. So if you're in front of the lady, a box of chocolates, you'll see her also. No offense, ladies, but you're speaking the truth. So we all have weaknesses. So when you control your weakness, this is a gibor. You go out of your way to control a desire. So Tiferet Shebegvura is to appreciate the beauty of Gvura. It's to look at somebody who's handling something begvura, and to see the beauty in it and to appreciate that beauty. Sometimes you can see a father educating the child and being very strict, and one can interpret it and says, oh, what a mean father. But sometimes I see parents in the street and the child is going on a tantrum, and you see the parents, shut up, that's right. What do you think, I'm going to now buy your show here? And you see the gvura here, and you can see it with a father and a child, can see it with an authority. You know, a problem we have in our generation is zero respect to authority. People don't have respect for authority. Once in the olden days, a policeman was a policeman. I mean, I can understand why sometimes there's no respect to authority, because also the authority are corrupt. But nevertheless, we have a problem in our generation in respect to authority. And you know, don't go far away. Look in the world of the Torah. Once a rabbi used to get the appropriate respect. Not that he's looking for a respect. Now you'll see a great rabbi walking into a room. Nobody's even looking in that direction. You know, when I used to learn in yeshiva, we're not going here 50 years ago. We're going here 15 years ago. My rabbi would walk into the room. Everybody, like soldiers, would stand up. Nobody would dare to move till he sat down. If we would spend a meal with him, no, who would dare to pick something from his plate before my rabbi is sitting down? So, and I see sometimes now, they don't have this anymore. And it's not that the rabbi is requesting respect, but this is respect to authority. And this is the idea of a hero, because gvura can also be read in Hebrew as gibor. And gibor can be somebody who's brave, can also be a hero. For me, my rabbi is my hero. I'm looking up to him and I'm like, that's the role model, how I need to mimic. So I have the utmost respect, and needless to say, that I see the greatness and appreciate the beauty in his gvura, in his severity. Now, tiferet sheba gvura, again, is appreciating the beauty in gvura and to glorify it and to make it greater. Now, we like talking practically. I have to practically say, is I have to find a figure in my life that is my hero. And I'm not talking about Superman right now or Wonder Woman. I'm talking about a hero, somebody that I look up to, and that's the role model that I say, that's what I want to mimic. That's where I want to reach. If you can't find somebody who's alive, then find an image that can be from 400 years ago, 500 years ago. But, A, you need to identify with that hero. Some people, David HaMelech is their hero. They identify with what he went through. Some people identify with a certain tzaddik from the past. Since we're concentrating in the world of the Torah, your hero should be from the world of the Torah, not Napoleon. So, but you need to identify with a certain individual that is your hero, and you look up to that person. Now, here is a very fine line where some people cross it to the wrong line and they start worshiping that person. That is a no-no. This is not something you do. But why do you want to find a hero? For inspiration. We all need inspiration. There's no such a thing that a person gets his own inspiration. You can't inspire yourself. Even if you think that you can inspire yourself, you can't. You have to look at something and be inspired. And everybody has a role model. The only one who didn't have a Rebbe is Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, he direct connection to Hashem. But other than that, Moshe is Rabbeinu. Why don't we call him Moshe HaMelech? You know, he was a king. He was the king of the nation. How come we don't call him Moshe HaMelech? Because he was Rabbeinu. He was our teacher. He was the role model. That is the role model. So practically saying, I need to look for a certain role model. Better if it's a person that you can actually talk to, and like your rabbi or whatever it is. If you can't, then you look for somebody in the history that you relate with, and you say, that's how I want to hold myself. Why? Just to receive inspiration. So, to summarize, what we need to focus on today, tonight, is two things. A, you want to find yourself a hero, and it's important. In many sects and groups, so they'll have the leader of the group, like a rebbe, or the rav of the group. And that's their inspiration. And you see everybody's mimicking him and looking what he's doing, and he moves his hand, everybody moves the hand the same way. Just have to be very careful not to cross the lines that it's becoming a little bit cuckoo. Because in some situations, it's already borderline of worshipping the individual, and that's already dangerous. But nevertheless, One needs to constantly see the beauty in Gvura, to appreciate it and to praise it and to glorify it. And I wish, I'm looking at my rafts of expectations, and I say, I wish this is where my Gvura would reach. I know how far my Gvura can reach, how fast I'm saying no to that extra cookie, or how fast I'm saying no to something that my heart really pulls me to. Don't go after your heart. I know how far my Gvura can be stretched. And when I see somebody else overpowering something that is, for me, almost impossible, that's for me a great thing. So I need to find that Gvura in somebody so I can appreciate it and see the beauty in it, and needless to say, be inspired.